The official launch of Zimbabwe People First did not come as a surprise to many who had been keenly following former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's build-up to this moment. Now that the party is officially here, and now, as Mujuru said, analysts are weighing her chances of defeating President Robert Mugabe in the 2018 elections. Senior consultant Pierre Pigou of the International Crisis Group says today's announcement is significant.
Certainly it's an important contribution to the evolution of Zimbabwean politics, but really the major issue is whether this party is able to organize, mobilize in the communities around Zimbabwe and is able to get its support base to register and to participate in the electoral process.
Zimbabwe-based author and publisher Ibo Mandaza said he has no doubt Mujuru is a force for President Mugabe and his party to reckon with.
It's definitely a game changer. So it is a very significant landmark.
Mandaza says while there have been other breakaway parties from ZANU-PF in the past, Mujuru's party stands out.
You get Tekere, the Zoom, and then you have Sindamakoni with Mavambo, and now Joyce Mujuru with People First. This is the most momentous and also one of the critical mass, even though inadvertent in the sense that it is something that was landed them by the actions of Mugabe and his wife in 2014, whereby some 85% of ZANU leadership was purged. Is that leadership that has constituted itself into this critical mass?
The fact that Mujuru was purged from ZANU-PF, as put by Mandaza, as opposed to voluntarily leaving for the benefit of the betterment of Zimbabwean people, presents a problem for her, some analysts like Clifford Mashiri say.
The problem of identity will not leave here unless she works very hard to clear her name and her image in the time between now until the elections in 2018. So she has quite a lot of time. Hopefully she will take care, the opportunity to do so through meeting people and addressing the media like she has started to do.
Mashiri explains that while Mujuru is a formidable candidate and her entrance significant, her biggest challenge is explaining to the public that she was not the cause of their suffering while a part of ZANU-PF.
Definitely her image is very much tainted by her participation in a regime that, cost the people's lives, others would argue, through these massacres of people in Matabeleland, in Chiadzwa, and all these election murders, they occurred under her watch, some would argue.
Not all analysts, however, are supporting Mujuru's decision to form her own political party and try her hand at defeating President Mugabe. Political commentator Brilliant Mtlanga of the University of Hertfordshire in the United Kingdom says she is now just created more confusion.
The more political parties we are having, the more we lose opportunities and chances of actually dislodging ZANU, because more political parties are being born and they are dividing the electorate. It doesn't help anything. To be honest, while people may celebrate it as a feature of good signs for a democracy, of what we wish for as a sign of good governance, to be honest, it doesn't help our situation in Zimbabwe, not at all.
Mtlanga also dismisses the possibility of a coalition, saying many of the country's opposition political parties are seeking personal power rather than sacrifice for the national good.
If we look at the case of Kenya, for example, they had the coalition and then they disintegrated after removing Daniel Arap Moi. So that's likely to be the situation again. Coalitions always have that challenge after dislodging whoever they would have sought to remove, because they seem to be only formed with the specific mandate to just deal with that particular situation. After dealing with the situation, sometimes they fail to live a longer life.
Pigou, however, says a coalition between Mujuru and Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa could be a winning ticket.
The real dynamic duo, if they could ever see past their differences, would be for Mujuru to team up with Mnangagwa in order to actually take ZANU-PF forward. And indeed, who knows? Everyone's been talking to everyone, as our briefing clearly states.
But with Mugabe at the helm, all possibilities are slim.
Yep, ZANU-PF remains the key party to watch at this time. But frankly, electoral politics in general in Zimbabwe is mutating and we see a shifting landscape.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie.